You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here, the Football Gurus. Here it is, week 12. It is the week before Thanksgiving. Michael Cohen, Jack Thomas. Jack, what are you thankful for this season?
Thankful for a lot of things. You know, my health, yes. My family, and still being doing what I still love for 42 years.
And not the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm thankful for?
You know, I said this last week on the Sunday show, and yes. It is true. Usually that Thanksgiving Bowl is a big game.
You usually. Know,
everybody plans their Thanksgiving meals around it.
Yes.
This year, it's going to be a turkey bowl because there's a very good chance the loser of that game
is in last place. Actually, it could be the Shedeur Sanders Bowl when you think about it.
Yeah.
Which is actually, speaking of Shedeur Sanders, before we get into the games, I don't know.
Anyway, you know.
I've heard nothing but Cowboy fans about we're going to get Shedeur Sanders and Deion in a package. But then, wait a minute, a little birdie told me this afternoon that that Colorado, University of Colorado, recruited a number two prospect in all of high school football to be their quarterback next year. I guess that means Deion ain't leaving for Dallas.
Oh, well.
This is Bill Belichick.
All right, so let's start it off with some of the teams.
Okay, let's get on with it, folks. Of course, the one thing I am thankful for is that I don't have to watch the Jets this week, and I don't have to deal with Woody Johnson and his nonsense this week. We move right along here. Let's go into our games here. Here, speaking of Turkey Bowl, the Chiefs will be feasting in Carolina this week. The Chiefs getting 11 points against the Panthers.
If this was TV, they'd see my face like,
yes.
Again, I'm still going to go with the Chiefs, even though that point spread is a wee bit wide there.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point spread is nuts, but, you know, it is the Kansas City Chiefs coming off of a bad loss to the Buffalo Bills.
It wasn't a bad loss. It was a heartbreaking loss.
Any loss for the Chiefs when you're 9-0 is a bad loss. So
it was a happy loss for the Miami Dolphins of 1972.
And they popped the champagne. They did do that.
They have that tradition each year.
Every year. And even all the way to the big game back in 2007 when the Patriots took it all the way down there.
All right, so I'm going Chiefs. Who are you going with?
I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs laying 11 and adding to that over the Carolina hapless Panthers. Now let's move right along. Here, let's go to Chicago. Things are not happy in the windy city of Chicago right now. You got the offensive coordinator was fired a couple weeks ago. Matt Eberflus, who, funny, you know, start of the year, it was like, this is the coach of the year. He's Mr. Cool. He's walking around with the sunglasses. And now everyone realizes, wait, this guy still can't coach. And here are the Bears taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
You know what their worst mistake was? Again, some might disagree.
Uh-oh.
Getting rid of Lovie Smith.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but
that
still.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but still, he was a very good coach. Who are they playing?
They're playing the Minnesota Vikings against Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
Point spread
is a 3.5.
Oh, okay.
Which is generous.
Yeah,
because,
really.
I think people don't trust the Vikings right now because no one trusts Sam Darnold right now, leading the league in turnovers.
But he's having a good season.
Yeah, he's having a good season.
And if he was on the Jets, he probably would have been on the bench with Aaron Rodgers. Anyway,
if he was on the Jets, he probably would have quit football already.
I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings.
You're going to take the Vikings? I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to take the Bears.
The Bears.
I'm going to go with the Bears. Things are bad in Chicago. Be nice this week. Let's move right along. Tennessee, the Titans into Houston to take on the Texans. Texans coming off of that walloping of the Dallas Cowboys the other day.
Why did you have to put it that way?
Well, that's what it was. It was 34-10.
All right.
But go ahead. It's an eight-point spread.
So it's the Texans and?
The Titans.
The Titans. 8 points?
8 points.
I'll take the Titans just because of points.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to wallop as much as everyone thinks.
Yeah. I think the Texans are going to wallop even bigger than they did last week. I'll take the Texans and the points over the Tennessee Titans. Maybe the Titans should wear the Oilers uniforms since the game will be in Houston. I wonder what they would do to the fans down there. I don't know.
Okay.
Just an idea. But anyway, Colts, this is probably the game of the week because this is not a great week of games. It's not a great week of games.
When you say the game of the week, the Colts, that's kind of weird.
That's how weak the slate is. Actually, the game of the week is Monday night, but that we'll get there a little bit later. The Colts taking on the Detroit Lions. Lions, of course, 9-1. The Colts 5-6 coming off of their escape victory against the hapless, pointless, pathetic New York Jets.
Ouch.
Yes.
How do you really feel? What's the point spread? Because that's
5.5 points.
Okay, Detroit.
You going to go Detroit?
Yeah. They're having an amazing season. You know, they had that big injury with Hutch going down, but they found a way to keep it going.
They have found a way to keep things going defensively.
Dan Campbell is a good coach.
He's a very good coach.
He's in the he should be coach of the year.
He probably should be, and his coaching staff is absolutely amazing with Ben Johnson, who's going to be head coaching candidate, Aaron Glenn, head coaching candidate.
Right.
That team is good. Look, the Colts got lucky last week because the Jets don't know how to – they don't know how to play football. And that's how they won that game last week. A little bit different this time around. I agree with him taking the Lions.
Okay.
I'm taking the Lions. Let's go to the Meadowlands. And speaking of the
Must
home,
we
have to. All right. I'm sorry.
So the Giants are playing?
The Giants are playing the Buccaneers. It's the Tommy DeVito era. Once again, hey!
Where's that slice? And give me that cheese steak.
You want the gabagool and all that other stuff. Yeah.
As much as I'd like to say the Giants, I'm going to have to go with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I kind of hope, though, that DeVito shows something because he did show things last year.
He did. I agree with you. Tampa, Baker Mayfield Company going to get some revenge. They need a victory. Why not do it in New York on Thanksgiving Day weekend? Let's move right along to Miami. And what a better place to spend the holidays than Florida.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins taking on the New England Patriots. That's the last place you want to be is on the holidays.
Wow. Yeah. See, Miami's on the rise.
Yes, they are.
Since Tua came back. New England is like right there. You know, they're not bad. They're not good.
This is an interesting game.
This is going to be a good game. What's points? Better be low.
It's 7 points in favor of Miami.
That's not low.
It's not.
Because the points, I'll take New England.
I don't blame you.
I think they're going to keep it close. I think it could come down to just a field goal.
Drake May's played well.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been playing close games.
Yeah, he's showing that, you know, he has potential to be, no, I'm not going to say the next person, Tom Brady, but, you know.
Well, even if he's the next Drew Bledsoe, that's not bad.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah. So, no, New England because of the points, sir.
Because of the points. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'll take the points. They've been playing hot right now. I think if there's a team that could squeeze into the seventh seed, it could be Miami. Let's go to Viva Las Vegas.
And Viva Las Vegas.
You sing it.
Rolling the dice here.
Oh, yeah.
The Vegas are playing?
The Denver Broncos.
Ooh.
Ooh. 6 points in favor of Denver. That's tough.
Denver.
You're going to go roll with Denver?
No, I'll roll with Denver.
You're going to roll with Denver because they've been playing well.
Yeah.
And, you know. Bo Nix has looked great through, 4 or 5 touchdowns last week?
Again, these games this year overall have been very strange.
Yeah.
You know, you would think the ones that are clear-cut and thing come out to be overtimers.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
I can see, because I do look, the gamblers, shall we say the bookies, are taking a beating this year.
Oh, they are.
Just on the points and everything.
The point spreads have been ridiculous all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have been. I mean, these games have been unpredictable, and look, I mean— unpredictable games. You got Denver rolling in. You know, Bo Nix playing great. And just because of that, I'm taking the Raiders.
Okay.
Taking the Raiders, and I'm going to take them to win this game against the Broncos.
Okay.
In Vegas.
It's good that we have differences of opinions.
It is. Let's go up to Seattle and let's take a look at two teams battling for first in the NFC West. Boy, that division's wild right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tight.
Very tight.
Yeah, nobody's running away with that division. And each and every year, I mean, Seattle— a couple weeks ago, looked like they were totally out of it.
Yeah.
And they have just surged.
Yeah.
You know.
They will play host to the Arizona Cardinals, who are in first place. It's a 1-point game in favor of the Cardinals on the road.
That's a toss-up game.
I like the way Kyler Murray's playing, but I also like the way the Seattle plays at home.
Yeah.
Especially defensively.
So I'm going to bet with Seattle.
I will, too.
I'll take the home field advantage.
I will take the Seahawks as well.
It'll probably be pouring rain, like 40 degrees. But
yeah.
Seattle weather.
Seattle weather. Speaking of bad weather, let's go to Green Bay.
That's always great weather. This is Green Bay, I don't care what anyone says, that is football weather.
Mm-hmm.
The cold, maybe snow and everything.
The cold and the snow and the mud and the ice, the ice bowl.
Yeah.
You got, you can see people's breath in the air.
Exactly.
Like that.
And then you have the fans who are dressed with no shirts on.
Well, they're a little bit, a little drunk.
Never.
You know.
Anyway.
Incapacitated.
All right, so we're in Green Bay.
We are in Green Bay as the 49ers head to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Packers are getting 2 points. Only 2 points, Jack, at home.
There's a lot of stake for both of those teams.
Oh, yes, there is.
You know, with the week's dwindling, shall we say, come playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is another home field decision on my part, Green Bay.
I'm going to go Green Bay as well. I mean, this would usually be a spot to take San Francisco, but I think because it's going to be a bad weather weekend, I can't see them winning.
Yeah,
this
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like Green Bay as well. Well, there's another game at four at earlier in the day and went on Sunday that we kind of skated over.
Brushed over it. Yeah.
It is a game that is going to have a big say in the NFC East.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. 11 points. Commanders are getting 11.
Say what?
11 points.
They're underdogs by 11?
No, they're favored by 11.
Oh. I favor them by 22.
Whoa. Wow. And you thought I was bad.
Again, I don't know what's up with Dallas. I mean, I have been a faithful Cowboy fan since 1972, and I've been the highs to lows, but this is like ultimate low.
The ultimate.
They don't win at home. They obviously can't be doing well on the road. They're going into, this is going to be in D.C., right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. 11 points. See, again, betting man, if I was going by points, I would say take Dallas because 11 points are too many.
Yeah.
Knowing my luck, Washington's going to win by 14. So,
that's sir. I agree with everything you said. I'm going to take the Washington Commanders as well. Hail to the Commanders, as they go and beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean,
A
couple weeks ago, we saw the preview of the NFC East where it was Dallas, Phillies versus Washington. I think it's going to come down to that again.
Yeah.
You know, one's going to be the conference champ and one's going to be the wild card team.
Yeah. I agree with you. I like Washington. They're going to keep pace with the Eagles because the Eagles, by the way, take on the Rams in Los Angeles on Sunday night. That's a good one. Rams are 5-5. They lost Monday night game to Miami at home. Eagles have been rolling lately, 8-2. Eagles getting 5 points on the road.
Eagles fly.
You're going to say Eagles fly?
Eagles fly. Even though I love the Rams. And everything they're doing, and their injured players are coming back and starting to click and everything. I got a sore with my Eagles.
Well, unfortunately the Eagles are... Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. I'm taking the Rams in this one. I'm taking the Rams and the points.
Boy, but you know, funny, you don't have to talk about your...
Because
they're on bye week.
They lost. Actually, the bye week is a 10-point favorite over the Jets this week.
Well, let's talk about the Jets.
Sure.
Okay. All right. They got rid of their head coach.
Yes.
They got rid of their GM just this week.
Bill Douglas, out of here. Yes.
Okay. Is it a coincidence that in week four, both of them went to Woody Johnson? Woody went to them and said, we want you to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Which is crazy.
And both of them said, come on, this is Aaron Rodgers. You don't do that.
Right.
And now they're both out. What do you do? Okay, speculation. Yeah. How do you entice a GM to come to this team? I know they blame the head coach, mm-hmm. meaning the interim head coach, for everything. You can't. I mean, but what do you think the Jets are going to do off the offseason? Because this season, obviously,
it's a wash. Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, it's a wash.
You know, they're going for the ranking in the draft.
If they even get that. Knowing them, they'll stumble into a couple of wins and not get the pick they want. Look, this whole thing with Woody, it's so bizarre. Like, why would you, Woody Johnson, you wanted Aaron Rodgers here. You pretty much pushed your coach and GM to go out there and bring him here.
Right.
And then you want to bench him. And then the night before you fire a coach, you're calling up Aaron Rodgers like, hey, man, how you doing? How are things going? It's very strange.
Right.
Very strange. In fact, on part of our Fox on the Road this week, we're going to have the actual author who broke that story. We're going to have him on.
Cool.
We're going to have him on this week. We're going to find out what the heck's going on over there.
Oh, but if he can tell you.
If he can tell me.
Yeah.
What do I think's going to happen? I don't know who's going to want to come here.
Right.
John Gruden? No. I mean, he's got his own issues, but, you know, he's not going to come here. You know, Ben Johnson or, you know, any of these other top coaches, Mike Vrabel, they're not going to come here. What GM is going to come here? Nobody. I mean, I mean, they may even call one of us to be the GM and head coach. And
we couldn't do any worse than,
I mean, and I don't know if I would take it. I mean,
yesterday in the newspaper, you know what that is, right? Newspaper?
I've heard of those,
okay.
Yeah.
They actually did a breakdown of his top acquisitions in his 5 years as GM and his worst acquisitions.
He was very uneven.
Yeah. I mean, but again, you never know how a draft pick is going to really turn out. You know, they could be a superstar in college, and then they turn out to be a dud when it gets to the reality check.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the same thing. You, this person from Green Bay, he was great when he was on Green Bay.
Yeah.
Then why didn't Green Bay fight to keep him? And they gave him to the Jets.
Well, of course. Well, that's typical Jets because...
No, you know what I'm saying? But that's with every sport.
Yeah.
You know...
Well, the Packers knew something was wrong physically with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And they said, we can't do this anymore. He was 38 years old.
That's what I'm saying. His age, okay?
Yeah.
How many hits has that man taken just in the NFL, then his college years, then his, you know, pre-college years?
But this is what the Jets do. This is what they do.
They get the recycle player.
They get the recycle player, and then it just blows up in their face. Like the Hassan Reddick thing, like they're warned by his agent, look, unless you give us a long-term contract, we're going to hold out.
Right.
And then Woody Johnson's like, I'm not going to give you money. He holds out. Come on.
Well,
I mean.
All right, well, this
wait, we got one more game,
one
actually.
One Monday night. How did we forget the Monday night game?
And it's the biggest game of the week because it's the Harbaugh Bowl.
Oh, Baltimore
and Los
versus LA.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, you remember the last game that the boys met each other. It was
the power went out.
Super Bowl. I still remember watching that game like, all right, well, we're not quite sure when we're going to pick up the Super Bowl, so we'll just stay here an hour plus later.
Reminds me of some things. But
all right, but serious, Baltimore, they want to kick some boot.
Yes, they do. Baltimore's actually getting 3 points in this game. Which is actually, I mean, it's pretty, I thought it would be a little bit closer than that, but they're getting 3 on the road in L.A.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar.
Look at these stats.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, 25 touchdown passes.
Right, that's more than he had all of last year, by the way.
Right.
He's ahead of the pace with 5 weeks left.
Justin Herbert, 13 touchdowns. Okay, only one pick.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I mean, these two teams are so even. It's hard to pick this game.
Yeah.
So because of that,
what's the point, sir?
3 points.
Gee, I would like to say, well, it's going to come down to the credibility of the coach, but they're both great coaches.
They're both great coaches.
What?
They're like the same person.
Yeah, really, they are. They know each other after all these years, so it's going to be hard there. Baltimore.
You know what I say? Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's going to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, well, hey, those are all pitched. Like I said, good luck with your picks and everything. Again, it's getting harder and harder because of these points personally with me where, you know, I would just like to say, yes, this team's going to win. I don't care about the points.
Yeah.
But some of these teams are with the points. But it's a holiday week after that. For my family and Mike's family, we want to wish everybody the happiest of Thanksgiving. I hope you're going to be going over the bridge and under the tunnel to grandma's house you go. That's actually where I'll be going out to, is my mom's house in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tradition we've done now for 58 years. The family always gets together. I hope you'll be spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
But again, remember, there's the 3 games on Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
One of them, I don't know if I'll even watch, and it's my team.
You got all of a sudden the Lions are the most watchable game on Thanksgiving. Who knew that was going to happen?
You know what I'm actually looking forward to on Thanksgiving Day? The Macy's Day Parade, of course.
Right.
But the March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Have you ever Lauren seen? Hardy? Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
They're doing 2 showings, by the way.
Are they showing the colored version or the
black
one?
The morning version is going to be the classic black and white.
Right.
And the afternoon version will be the colorized version.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Please stay safe. Eat all you can because you got all day Friday to...
And don't shop on Thanksgiving.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do the Black Friday.
Don't do it. Do it on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, people. Enjoy your week.